Have you signed up for Syrup yet? It's free. It's also free of algorithms, ads, bots, and data tracking. Sign up today. If you haven't heard, there's a new social media platform in town. Our parent company, Lodestar Media, soft-launched Syrup almost a month ago. The goal was simple. Create a space for Canadian journalists to share their local stories with the public following Meta's ban on Canadian news, but on a platform that's free of the toxicity often seen on larger social networks. Plus, no ads, no bots, and definitely no data tracking. We want our readers to be informed of the important stories happening in their communities, and truly be their go-to source for local news. We want to bring back thoughtful dialogue to your social newsfeed, free of trolls. We want to be what social media used to be, a place for genuine connection, information sharing, and respectful conversation. As a user, you can comment on posts, and even post yourself, and if you're curious about a story, engage with the journalist directly. As we continue building on the momentum we've seen in the last few weeks, thank you to the hundreds of you who have joined the Syrup family already, we'd like to introduce Best of Syrup. Every Friday morning, we'll highlight three of our favorite stories on Syrup in an article on this site. You can upvote your favorite articles on Syrup. Just hit that arrow button. Without further ado, here's what made the cut this week. 1. A dog was left tethered to a vehicle in Costco parking lot in Metro Vancouver. The owner was subsequently fined $300 and the BCSPCA is now investigating. 2. A driver was caught doing 191 kilometers per hour in an 80 zone in Delta. Police knew the Ontario man, who was driving a Tesla owned by a Surrey man, would soon get stuck in the same city traffic as everyone else. 3. A dolphin named Pickles was attacked by killer whales and sadly succumbed to its injuries Wednesday. Are you a journalist on Syrup? Email hello@syrupsocial.com to get verified.